Welcome back to the program. 6:39. And it's interesting that the last thing we just talked about in the news is the weather and the temperatures. It's a little chilly out there, isn't it? It's a great summer, but it's chilly. Chilly. So we know that it's the fault of the Canadians. They've sent the cold weather down. But, hey, Tom.
Yes?
Just got a couple questions for you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
With recent reports that have been coming out and recent revelations, just got a couple real quick questions for you. Do no politics involved here.
With you, that's never the case.
No.
With you, there's always politics involved.
Do you still believe in global warming? Not man-made global warming yet. I'm not asking that. Do you believe we are in a... Do you believe in global warming?
I believe that the climate is changing.
No. That's not what I asked. Change means going up and down. I'm asking you to believe in global warming, where the planet is warming and it will continue to warm without it being cyclical, warm then cold, warm then cold. Is it warming?
Well, I think most of the evidence is showing that it is.
Okay, so you're saying that you believe our planet is warming without a dip down. You don't believe it's cyclical. It gets warm and then it gets cold, warm and cold. You believe that the planet is warming.
It may be cyclical, but with things that we are doing, we are accelerating the process.
Okay, so now that was going to be my next question. Do you believe that it is man-made global warming?
I believe some of it is, yeah.
Okay.
With most of the scientists involved in the research believe that as well, so it's not just me. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I am not a climate scientist.
I'll tell you this much, buddy. Last week, I stayed three nights in a Holiday Inn Express, and so therefore, I am qualified.
I see. Okay.
To read over the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association's report released in 2012.
And debunk it?
And give you the facts as they am is.
Okay.
All right. Now, the report says in the first part of it that the trend for warming is continuing. They say the Arctic continues to warm. They say that sea ice is reaching record lows. That is their commentary on the report. However, in the report, they say, without commentary or opinion, the facts in this report say Arctic sea ice this year has reached a record high of 7.51 million square miles as of September 26, 2012. So in their commentary and their explanation of the report, they say that the Arctic is continuing to warm, sea ice has reached record lows, but the actual data says sea ice, quote, reached a record high of 7.51 million square miles on September 26, 2012. So that would be, oh, that's right, contradiction. They also...
Where are you getting this analysis of the report?
National Oceanic...
Where are you getting your analysis of the report?
What are you talking about? Where am I getting them? It's from the AP. It's right here. That's all it is. So there's that. The next thing that they don't really go on to say very much, now this is again from the AP... The AP had to retract an article and a series of photographs that they recently had published saying, oh my gosh, look here. They had to retract a photo that they released on July 27th that had the caption, quote, the shallow meltwater lake is occurring due to an unusually warm period. The truth is, this is actually one of the coldest years on record. The report says itself that 2012 was one of the coolest years of the decade and confirms a cooling trend.
But when looking, according to the report also says, when looking at more scientifically meaningful time frames of 30, 50, and more than 100 years, temperatures are rising quite a bit.
And
since records have been kept in the 1880s, all 10 of the warmest years ever have been in the past 15 years.
Yeah, and one of the things that you have to also understand is that when you compare the information that has been gathered in the last 100 years or even longer, the instrumentation used to gather that information has only really been accurate in the last 20 years. So you're going back 100 years, like, man, okay, that's wonderful. However, the AP admitted that the photos that they published, one was the before picture showing this sheet, a huge sheet of ice. It's tremendous. It's for as long as you could see, it's snow and ice. And then the second picture, the after picture, was water. Water. And they are trying, they said that this was a before and after of the exact same spot. However, when they had to retract the series of photos, they said, even with all this data manipulation, the trend is down as far as the weather is concerned. They also had to say the water accumulation shown in the second photo accumulates this way every summer. The camera used by the North Pole Environmental Observatory drifted hundreds of miles from its original position. That means the first photograph was in one location. The second photograph was hundreds of miles away. And the first photograph was only a dozen or so miles away from the pole. Huh. So here's what I'm saying. This is, and I've said this before. The science and the information that we are being given is not a conclusion. It is not a foregone fact. It is not proven. In the very report that everybody is using, oh, global warming, well, the polar bears are dying. No, they're not. Polar bear population is more than it's ever been. And that is a fact. Check it out. You don't believe me? Don't trust me. Go check it out. More polar bears than there have ever been. So the report that says that the weather is, that says in their editorial, it's warming and everything's melting, the actual data says, it's actually cooling and the ice is higher than it's ever
been. Not saying it's actually cooling. It's saying that if you go back 30 or 50 years, it's warmer than it's ever been.
They said over the last decade that global warming has ceased, it is leveled off, and it is actually a cooling trend. Hate that, don't you? I mean, the damn facts get in the way. That just sucks when you're trying to scare and rip off the American
public. Oh, yeah, there we go.
This is a crazy story. As part of her anti-obesity campaign, First Lady Michelle Obama is releasing a hip-hop album. Yeah. Yeah. The name of the album is Fat Beats for Fat Kids. That's the PH fat. Yeah. First single is called Get Ripped or Die Trying.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.